There's been in this chapter that when necessary, the new method for Islam can be developed, but that will be only done by the very learned people and strictly according to the principles of Quran and Hadith. It is not for everyone. We read part of the Hadith yesterday. Today is the other part of the Hadith. One ayat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read that Allah has created all of mankind from one person, that is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that Allah ta'ala is watching us. The next ayat is, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. O people, fear Allah ta'ala and consider what you have sent forward for the day of Qiyamah. Always that should the muraqabah should be in our minds, that what have I done, what have I sent forward for tomorrow, for the day of Qiyamah. Most of us, we do think at the end of the month, what should my savings be? How much did I save this month? How much have I kept away for the rainy day? But hardly any one of us think, whenever we do any amal, whether they are saved for the day of Qiyamah or not. Even our namazes we made now, this namaz, who of us thought whether it is accepted or not, whether it will be a storage for us for the day of Qiyamah or not. If we don't have that fear, ulama writes, then we have to be very fearful that it was not accepted. If we have that fear, then there is great hope that it is accepted. And we are not conscious of our deen, we don't have connection with our deen. تصدق الرجل من ديناره ومن درهمه من ثوبه. Then those people who had come from Mudar, who were very, very poor, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used these ayats to exhort them to spend, that spend in the path of Allah and see what your earnings will be for the day of Qiyamah. Then some people gave from their dinar and some from their dirham. Whatever they had spent. Like some gave rents, some gave cents, etc. Whatever, some gave coins, some gave notes according to the currency of that time. And some from of the clothes they gave. Min sahih burrihi. And from the flour that they gave. Wa min sahih tamrihi. And from the dates that they had, from everything, whatever they had, they were spending and giving. Hatta upon, until so much it was there, said, وَلَوْ بِشَقْتِهِ تَمْرَةٍ, even with a piece of a khajur. In other words, everyone was so much moved by the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spend on these very, very poor people whose clothes also were not in order. And everyone then started spending whatever he could, whatever he had, he also he spent it. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ بِسُرَّةٍ كَانَتْ كَفُّهُ فَتَعْجَلُ عَنْهَا. A person came carrying some goods, and it was so heavy for him to carry. In fact, he could not carry it. So much he brought. Everyone gave how much they could. Some gave very little, that is what they could give. Some gave plenty, that is what they could give. Everyone according to his means was giving. Well, but ajazat, that person couldn't carry so much he had brought. ثُمَّ تَعَبَ النَّاسِ حَتَّى رَهِتُ قَوْمَيْنِ مِنْ تَعَامٍ وَسِيَابٍ. And then people kept on giving, spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And he says, the Rawi of the Hadith says, until they saw that there was a heap of food and clothing, clothes, goods, etc. In other words, the people had given plenty, so much that it had piled up to quite an amount. Hatta raitu wajha Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatakhallalu kaannahu muzhabatun. Until I saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becoming so bright, in other words, so happy, like it was the face of gold. Like gold was shining in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that mashallah, people have donated so well and seen to the needs of these people. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and that is the relevant part of this hadith, من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة فله أجرها. Any person who starts a new thing in Islam, but it is in conformity with Quran and Hadith, it is of necessity, and it is for the people who have deep knowledge that they decide on this. If the person starts something like that, then that good, the reward will be for that person. وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُ. And all who make amal on that after him, they also will get that reward. Like, for example, we have our madrasas, the Darul Ulooms. They were not Darul Ulooms of this nature in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But to preserve deen, it was necessary. Whoever had started it right at the beginning, till today he is getting reward for the Quran, people becoming hafiz, learning hadith, kitabs, etc. Similarly, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif was not compiled in one kitab book form. It was all in different places. And Hazrat Abu Bakr, who was the Khalifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time, would just not accept that it must be compiled in a book form. But after Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other Sahaba insisted, and then he agreed. Until today, where all the whole world, Hafiz, Qaris, the people reading the Quran, all that sawab is going to Hazrat Abu Bakr and to those Sahaba who had compiled it in a book form and preserved the Quran Sharif in that way. In this way, the 20 rakats of Taraweeh, for example, they were not in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we have them. That was in the time of Hazrat Umar. Similarly, the Hijri calendar, it was also not in the time of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It started in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So for all this, they are getting the rewards all the time. مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. And their rewards will not be, those who started it, their rewards will not be diminished, and those who follow, their rewards will also not be less. All will get a full reward. وَمَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً. On the other hand, however, a person who starts something new in Islam, which is a bad thing, a bid'ah, which has got no proof of it in the Quran and Hadith. Any wrong thing, a person who starts something wrong in Islam like that, says, Kana alayhi wizruha, that sin will be on that person. Wa wizru man amila biha min ba'dihi. And whoever will practice on that wrong thing, that person will also get the sin. Like, for example, to take out milad gathering, birthday parties, whether it's birthday party of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or anyone else, whoever starts a thing like that, that sin is on that person, and whoever will practice it, that person's sin will also go on to that person who started it. To have, for example, Quran khatam and fix it for the third day, the tenth day, the fourth day, 40th day, etc. All these which are haram practices and new things in Islam, the person who starts it will get the guna, and whoever follows, they will also get the guna, and that guna will be piled on the person who started it as well. مِنْ غَيْرَ يَنْقُسَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْعًا. And the sin of all of them will not be left in any way. Everyone will get his full share of his sin for starting something new. So we learn from this hadith that we say, first of all, that this is not the work of any Tom, Dick and Harry. It is the work of those who have great knowledge and who have great concern for the deen and for the genuine deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they want to preserve that deen. They are the ones who are entitled to bring about something which is which was not there, but it is in total conformity with Quran and Hadith. Otherwise, anyone else will only bring destruction to him. So for that, it's not for us also to make decisions on this matter, that whether this is a bidat-e hasana or a bidat-e sayya, a new thing which is good or a new thing that is bad, that is also for the great ulama, pious, righteous ulama, and we have got great knowledge and great concern also for thee. They will be able to discern and make out these matters. May Allah always give us proper understanding of our deen. Many times, because of lack of knowledge, we jump to conclusions very quickly and we pass remarks and fatwas very easily on great, great people also. May Allah give us respect and adab and proper knowledge of deen and the proper understanding of deen, and let us practice accordingly and prepare for our akhirah, inshallah. Subhanallah.